up, everybody? This is Couch Co-op Podcast, episode 4. Where we talk about the latest and greatest in gaming news, and last week was the latest and greatest week of my life.
Hey, give me this blanket.
So far. Well, not the greatest, but one of the coolest. Lots of stuff.
What would you say the greatest week of your life was?
I don't know.
21?
No.
That's a letdown.
But anyways, you can check us out on couchco.net and on Facebook and on Twitter at couchco_op. And we always start the show off with what we have dubbed the hit list.
The hit list.
Casey, guess how many freaking items are on the hit list this week? Don't look. No cheating.
I'm just scrolling.
25!
Holy crap.
25.
I was going to say 12 because that was the last thing I heard.
We can officially say this is a record, Couch Co-op record for number of hit list.
Oh my gosh, 23 is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I want to read that. Let me read that one.
No.
I want to read 23.
It's my job to read the
list. I'm excited about it.
Anyways, so obviously a lot happened this week with E3, so instead of trying to fit all the new stuff that happened on the hit list, I just stuck with just news relating to the games themselves and not necessarily the console. Except one of them mentions
it. Yeah, yeah. It does, you liar.
But I stuck to, like, the biggest news stuff. So, let's go ahead and start with number one. Halo 5 Guardians and Halo the Master Chief Collection, Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4 are all coming to Xbox One.
Yes. I think we talked about this on one of our previous podcasts.
Well, like, we didn't know for sure if it was a real deal or not. It was kind of a rumor, but then they officially said, yo.
They announced it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And it looks awesome.
How much is it?
I think it's going to be like 60, I don't know, probably 60 bucks.
No. There's no way that's going to only be $60.
Wouldn't surprise me. But, like, all
five games.
All the Halo maps, each have their, like, they're all on a specific server so that you play them in their original engine type of thing. Like, all the Halo 2 maps has the Halo 2 gameplay. All the Halo 1 maps has the same Halo 1 gameplay, and so on and so forth.
Nice. Yeah, because I know for CE, they came back and they did, they did Halo 1 online as the Reach online.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, a lot of people got mad about that.
Mm-hmm. Number two. Crackdown, superhuman action game, is also coming to Xbox One. Which, okay. I guess. That game was ridiculous.
It's fun to run around and just beat the crap out of people, but I feel like that's all that game was.
Yeah, for sure. Number three, which was kind of a bummer, because we didn't get to see any gameplay, but Star Wars Battlefront, DICE opened EA's press conference with, a developer diary about Battlefront and how they visited the movie sets and locations and saw all the props and blah, 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 so that way they can make the best Star Wars game ever, hopefully.
Are there going to be lightsabers? That's all I care about.
I don't know.
That's all I care about.
But, you know, so far, we still haven't seen gameplay, which it's pretty early in development anyways. So, I guess we can forgive them for that. Number four, Mass Effect. Got a little bit of a tease.
Four?
Yeah. EA, during EA's press conference, we got a little tease of what we'll be seeing.
How many times is this going to die and come back to life?
It's a different story.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Femship?
No, like, even Shepard. All right, whatever. Probably.
Fine. I don't care anymore.
Number five. Mirror's Edge 2 got a developer diary as well.
Dose?
Showing some concept footage, and it looks awesome.
Yes, I saw this one, actually.
Looks really good.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. Number six. I think you just got a beta code.
The beta code for this.
Battlefield Hardline. Cops and Robbers comes to Battlefield. And so the beta went live during EA's press conference. And who knows how long it's going to go for, but it's still going. And it's coming out this October. So that's kind of exciting, I guess.
Ooh, I'm playing it. It looks
a little strange to me.
I'm
going to
play it.
I'll have to play it to see.
No, I'm playing it.
Number 7. Far Cry 4. We got to look at the first 4 minutes. I'm speeding through this one because we have another Far Cry update further on down the list. Number 8.
Why didn't you put them together?
Because I was rushed. The Division got a sweet new cinematic trailer, and it's awesome, called Tragedy is Invisible. It's probably one of the most moving trailers ever.
I thought this was The Fall of New York.
Well, it talks about the fall of New York.
Yeah.
The name of it, though, is...
I didn't get to see all of it, because IGN for PlayStation 4 is horrible. So, I missed some of it.
That's all right. Number 9.
I can never get that back.
The Crew. Showed off the awesome trailer of, like, a sped-up version of somebody driving from coast to coast on their map, which is awesome.
Yep.
Can't wait for that game.
There's no way that it would be possible. Sorry. It's not possible.
Have you seen the game?
Not possible.
It's all the U.S.
No, because I'd have to sit here for, like, 8 or 9 hours.
It's 6 hours, apparently, to drive across the whole map.
And it takes you 6 hours to drive across the whole map?
Yeah.
What'd the dude do? Like, start playing and then hand it off and go take a nap and then come back?
I guess so, yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Yeah, it looks awesome, though. I can't wait for it. Number 10. Assassin's Creed Unity gets co-op.
Looks awesome.
It does, and it looks amazing. And co-op. Assassin's Creed co-op.
Excited about that.
Long time coming.
That's from the storyline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Number 11. Valiant Hearts The Great War was announced. This is in honor of the 100th anniversary of World War I.
When I saw the trailer for this, I almost cried. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
It looks like a really good game.
It does.
It's like about a dog. An interior monologue of a dog reflecting on his time in war.
I think that they should have had
his friends die.
I think they should have had Morgan Freeman play the dog.
Looks super sad. Anyways, number 12. What I'm super pumped about.
Yep, I'm excited.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Dude, I didn't hear anything about this until the
reveal?
Until the reveal came out. And then it came out and it was like, oh my God!
Yeah, they kept that one under wraps. Probably for good measure since Rainbow Six Patriots tanked, so.
Yeah.
But this is just like, it looks...
You think they might have used what they had from Patriots a little bit?
It looks like it doesn't even look anywhere in the same vein, because... Rainbow Six Patriots was kind of over the top and wasn't really tactical shooter, but this is like bare bones multiplayer tactical shooter, and it looks amazing. And they have a stage demo.
Awesome.
And at first I was like, coming in 2015, I'm not so sure. But then I saw footage of people playing it at the booth, they had footage off screen or whatever, and like these are regular people at the show who are playing it, so it's running and it's actually playable. So that's freaking awesome. Can't wait for it. Number 13.
Maybe we can get the beta.
Maybe. Destiny PS4 bundle was announced, and it will be coming with a solid white PlayStation 4 and DualShock 4. And it looks awesome. And a 3-month or 30-day PlayStation Plus membership. I put 3-month there, but it's actually only 30 days.
Wow, Joe.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, that looks pretty cool. Maybe that's the one I get. Who knows?
Maybe.
No, I want a black PS4. I don't want white.
Why don't you get the white one and I'll trade you?
Deal.
I'll do it.
Number 14. The Order 1886 got a new super dark piece of gameplay. I say super dark because it was like in a basement and there was a werewolf. It looked awesome, of course. Number 15. I'm trying to speak.
It was a werewolf, so it was great.
Number 15. Infamous Second Son gets new DLC, First Light. And you will play as Fetch in this DLC.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
I kind of saw a little thing on it on the PlayStation Network.
Looks really good.
Like, that would be fun because, you know, that's like the best power in Second Son is the...
Neon.
Oh, spoiler!
People already know about the Neon. Number 16. Little Big Planet 3.
A Big Little Bandit.
Big Little Bandit. Yeah, Little Big Planet 3, and that's just yes across the board. Looks awesome.
Little Big Planet's fun.
That is a ton of fun. Number 17, Bloodborne, officially announced coming in 2015. Looks like a Demon Souls, but kind of forward, more modernized Like, it's not just knights fighting demons. It's dude fighting giant beasts.
I don't know.
Those games are always super hard for me because I suck at video games. So it's hard for me to get in them. And they're extremely hard. So I don't know if I'll get into that, but I'm sure tons of people will love it. Number 18. Far Cry 4, we see the first gameplay footage in action, also showing online co-op and wingsuit action. And apparently with co-op, you only have to have a copy of game if I wanted to jump in and play with you.
No.
That's what it said.
I won't let you.
I know, but that's how the co-op, like, you don't both have to own the game to play co-op.
Well, that's good and all, but I'm not letting you play.
I'm just iterating that you can play co-op with just one disc, online co-op.
Other people can do that.
Yeah.
But not you.
Right, yeah. Number 19. Dead Island 2 got a hilarious and disgusting trailer, but it was mainly hilarious.
I haven't seen it. I tried to load it the other day. Wouldn't load.
I mean, I'm not really excited for Dead Island.
No, we're getting it, all right?
No, I hated the first
one. Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be great.
At least they didn't lie about the tone of the game in this trailer. It's actually funny and ridiculous.
Yeah. I think it'll be more to your standards this go round.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it, so how can I say anything? But I did not like the first one at all. Anyways, number 20.
You were so bad at the first one.
It was awful. It was the worst freaking game in the world. Number 20. No Man's Sky had a beautiful, beautiful trailer.
Didn't see it.
During PS4's press conference. It was amazing. Like, dinosaurs and stuff. Yeah. Planets have dinosaurs.
Well, yeah. Especially if they're in their early stages still.
It's awesome. Anyways.
Maybe you can be the meteor.
Cause the Big Bang. Number 21.
The Big Bang.
Last of Us Remastered will be coming to PS4 July 29th. That's soon. That's going to be awesome.
It really is.
Yeah. I watched a trailer of it that showed it at, like, the trailer played in 60 frames a second and at the higher quality.
God,
and it looks insanely better.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, looks really good. Number 22. Metal Gear Solid 5. The Phantom Pain. Got another trailer, and I don't understand it at all. Snake is rubbing ashes of his fallen troops on his face. It's all weird, and there's vultures.
Yeah,
and
the ashes to make sure that his white skin doesn't show up. It's camouflage, Joe. It's like rubbing mud, like Rambo.
Yeah, but it's ashes.
It doesn't matter.
Of dead guys.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways. And also, we found out that horses poop in real time in that game, so that's kind of funny.
In real time?
Like, if they...
If you feed them, they poop?
I guess. I don't even know. It's just weird.
That's going to be something like the box. That's all I'll do in that game.
It's like one of the bullet points on the back. Horse poop in real time.
Yeah.
Must buy.
Yeah.
11 out of 10.
I would do that. Dude, if they put something about the box on the back of the game, I'd be like, yeah! They're bringing the box back! I'd be all over
it. The box is back.
That should be like...
I think it's in every game, dude.
That should be...
It's in every Metal Gear game.
A standard-issued equipment for every military.
GI cardboard box.
You know how many times you... Like, how easy it would be to hide in a room? Nobody's going to check that box. Nobody.
How do you know that? What if that's the first thing they shoot? Because they play a lot of Metal Gear.
No, but why would you? I wouldn't. They'd be like, oh, I guess I just moved in.
Number 23. GTA 5 is coming to PS4 and Xbox One and PC this fall.
PC?
Yeah.
Man.
And it looks awesome. There's actually grass in the game. Like, you know, before it was just like flat green surface. Now there's like grass coming off the hills.
I thought there was grass in the PS3 version.
No, there was like bushes, but the grass, you know, there wasn't like blades of grass sticking up on the mountainsides, you know?
They didn't have anything else to do with the extra space, so they just put grass in there.
They got the updated graphics, they got more content, and your PS3 online character and
carries
Xbox,
over.
It carries over, yeah.
Okay, well, here's my real question. Are there going to be freaking heists online?
Hopefully.
They better.
I hope so.
I'm going to punch them in the throat.
Maybe that's what they were waiting for. They'll be like, yeah, heists are only on PS4 and Xbox One, so like everybody go get it or something. I don't know.
We're gay, and we can't put heist on PS3.
Number 24, Batman Arkham Knight got some gameplay footage. It was awesome during PS4's
press conference. Nobody cares about Batman.
Shut up. Get out of here.
Move on to the next one.
It was awesome, though. He started out in Wayne Manor, and he suited up, and he jumped off, and then he hopped in the Batmobile, and then he blew some stuff up, and it was just, like, totally cool.
That's what he does every day, dude. Every day.
Just another day at the office. Anyways, it looks awesome.
And then he had to pee, so he had to take the bat suit off. Because that's a one piece. I don't care what anybody says. That's a one piece. You got to take the whole thing off just to pee, and it unzips in the back.
Mm, yeah, that'd be a pain.
Under his cape. That's why they put the zipper back there.
Robin! Robin!
He's like got his cape pulled over his head. Like a jersey or something.
Number 25. I'm also really pumped about this one. Uncharted 4!
Yeah!
Coming in 2015. It's probably going to be the last one.
They said something about that people don't think that it's Drake.
In the trailer?
I heard that. Somebody said that they were like, we're not sure if it's Drake because they hadn't said anything about it. If you look at that one, just the picture of him. You don't even watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Just that one picture of him.
Yes, it's
he's
Drake.
Wearing the exact same clothing that he wore from the last one.
Stupid. Who would say that? Anyways.
I don't know.
But it's most likely going to be the last Uncharted. Because Nolan North, the main voice actor, he was like, I think this is going to be the last one.
He died?
No.
Oh.
He said he commented and he said, I think this will be the last one. So, that's the hit list, all 25 of them. Woo!
And it only took us, how long? What's the timer at?
I don't even know.
19 minutes and 41 seconds.
Dang.
That was quick. That was a speed run.
Woo! So yeah, now that the hit list is out of the way, we can get to the topic of the week.
The topic. The toe.
Drum roll.
I think I said that last week. What is the topic of the week? Because you didn't tell me again.
Yeah, I did. I told you, like,
what was it?
The middle of the week. It's our favorite things of E3.
I didn't watch all of E3.
Well, yeah, but you know what showed and you know what you're excited for.
I know some of them. I'll tell you one thing that I was amped about, which we've been playing.
Oh, yeah?
Is Destiny.
Destiny, man.
And, because as soon as they said something about it, you gave me a heads up about the alpha,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, well, I have a PS4, so hook a brother up. And they did, and I've been playing it nonstop.
It's really good.
I saw my dad for like 5 minutes, and I was like, screw Father's Day, I'm playing Destiny. So, that's what I've been doing. And I reached the level cap, and my dude's awesome. He can punch people in the face. Yeah, great. It's going to be a great game.
It's a ton of fun.
And another thing that I was really surprised about was that even for an alpha, usually the alphas have problems. The only problem that I've had with it so far is every now and then and again, you lose your connection to the server. But that's it. And it's usually like right whenever it's trying to process like all this information, like at the end of a mission or something like that. Or if you have like 20 people standing in one room together, it gets a little bit, it's never lagged on me, not once, but it'll drop out, like, after a mission or something like that.
And not to mention, it looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
We're going to post a video up as soon as we're done recording this.
Yeah, and some pictures, too, right? Do we take screenshots?
Yeah. But the video will run you through everything we did in the alpha.
Yeah, oh, God.
It's awesome.
So much fun. I wish that I would have been recording whenever I went. I started a Titan and decided that I didn't like the way his face looked, so I started him over. And when I started him over, I went from level 0 to level 8 in one sitting. So, yeah, I did that.
Nice. I think it's going to be one of those games that you can just play for hours and hours.
Yeah, well, and that's one thing, I played it for hours and hours, and I got to, whenever I was doing my 1 to 8, but in that entire time, I still did not go over the whole map that I had.
Yeah, which is, because you were showing me, the one area that is available, and, it's huge. I thought it was just this one
little section. That's not even all, I didn't even show you all of it. So, there's a lot of area there to cover, and I even went through one spot where there was just nothing spawned, because it's just so far out, you know.
Yeah.
But it is recognizable. I found a spot that is it's not like a city or anything, but whenever they first released some gameplay footage of some guys, they were running like through this like structure, and they had these bridges in this dark room, and they were shooting across at another bridge, and then they
with
went
the giant,
like, into a
like
tunnel.
Red beams coming up.
No, I don't remember. But I know it's
it looks
the,
like a wall.
I know
right?
It's the, yeah. They, you go up, you walk up to this gigantic wall. It's like it almost looks like a dam. Like it's just this yeah. big wall, and you go into this little hallway, or you go in through the door, and you go down a little hallway.
Yeah, I remember
and then
seeing
you, and then you walk that. Across. It's like the inside of the wall, and it's open, and it's really dark, but you can see enemies like across the way, and you just start shooting at them. I found that nice. I was actually going backwards through it, and I was like. I walked out, and I saw, like, the open spot, and I turned around and looked at the wall, and it was like I just saw the monolith. I was like, oh, my God, I know where I'm at.
That's awesome.
And it was kind of a cool feeling, which it kind of leads me to believe that maybe this is the alpha is what they made that the thing on. I mean, of course, it's what they made it on, yeah. but I'm saying, like, that's probably the exact point where they made that video. So it's kind of cool.
That is pretty awesome.
See that kind of stuff.
And, like, especially since that's only one of the explorable areas, mm-hmm. and it's huge.
Well, and
how many more are they going to have just on Earth?
Yeah, that's
you know?
That's my thing is like, from the way they've made it out to be, I will not lie. A lot of the stuff that I am going off of is just
speculation.
Yeah, I'm speculating based on experiences playing the alpha. Like, I think this is how this is going to be. I think this is how this is going to be because of the way they have it set up to be. So, like, But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff to do in there. Dance parties is probably one of the best parts.
Dance parties.
I mean, we defeated one of the spider tanks things, and all of us jumped up on top of it while it was on fire and did a dance party. And there were like enemies like shooting at us and stuff. And it was just a grand old time.
That's pretty fun.
You have so much fun. The speeder bikes are awesome.
Oh my gosh, it just takes me right back to Star Wars.
The online. I didn't play the online, but you played a little
bit.
Yes,
and it's awesome.
It seemed pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's good, but be sure to watch our video about that.
And the beta opens on...
it's going to be like August or July, I think.
It's July.
Yeah. So pretty soon, so yeah, that's kind of exciting.
I think it's July 13th, something like that.
And I think it runs up until August, I believe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, oh, it's going to be good. One thing that I'm super excited about after E3 is Evolve, obviously, the Division again. Because
mm-hmm.
they revealed a new... faction that is trying to take over New York as well.
I didn't even see it.
And they're called the Cleaners. And what they do is they burn everything that has the virus, basically.
I mean,
like, if somebody's infected and they're in a house, they'll burn that whole house down. That's how they're trying to clean everything out.
That's a very effective method, though.
I know, but they're doing it kind of the wrong way.
Why?
Because they're killing
people. I'm joining that group whenever we get in there.
I don't think you can join. You're part of the Division.
I don't care. I'm gonna shoot my
defect.
Teammates. I'm gonna shoot my teammates. I'm a double agent.
But yeah, and it just looks awesome. Can't wait for that game. Division
is gonna be good.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I think as far as the because Division seems to be a little bit of an RPG.
Yeah, it's like a
probably not as much as
it's
as
kind
Destiny.
Of like Destiny.
Probably not as much, though.
No, there's skill trees and stuff like that, too. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I don't know. It's going to be a toss-up between them two for me, then, because...
Yeah. I'm digging all this stuff, like, yo, here's a world. Go explore it with your friends and also play with other people online.
Yeah, and that's another thing about Destiny
that
I saw. That even on the Alpha, it literally says in one spot, it says, level 3 exploration. It's like, literally, just jump in and go look around at shit.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm excited about the new, like, this new type of game. That's, like,
yeah.
kind of online, and then, like, there's a dedicated online mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks awesome.
And, it seems like, basically, what Destiny seems like it is, not to be, like, you know, falling in the past here, but it seems like Halo with open world.
Yeah.
That's, like, almost exactly what it is.
Which is not bad at all.
No, not. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing I was
so good.
Talking to Amanda about, which, you know, she's not really a gamer. But,
right, yeah.
I was like, you know, that's one thing, like, you'll never have a bad game if you have a game company that can create a universe for you to gain in. Mm-hmm. Not just follow this path, but create your own path, do things your own way. Mm. You'll always have fun. It doesn't, I mean, you look at Minecraft.
Yeah, same thing.
People love it because you can just go wherever, do whatever you want, and it makes it fun.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. And then, obviously, another game I'm excited about.
Mirror's Edge.
Well, that one, since wait, don't...
Just let me guess.
This one should Evolve. Be obvious. That's one I'm pretty excited about, too, but not the one I was thinking right now.
I'm done with this. What is it?
Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah.
That game...
That was a bit of a surprise.
Oh, it just brought me back to Terrorist Hunt, like, in Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Vegas was amazing. Oh,
so good.
I even had,
Like, I didn't even... I don't think I've ever finished the storyline, because I would just... I got it, jumped right into the Terrorist Hunt,
and then started... exactly, yeah. It's just and especially when your friends are over, it's like, yeah. Storyline? What storyline? You know,
And it looks brutal, like, shooting through walls, and...
Yeah, that was cool. I liked it, that... when they were in that room, there was a point when they were in a room and they had the hostage and they were getting ready to take her out, you know, to save mm-hmm. her. And the bad guy started shooting at them and they tore some holes in the wall where that guy actually ended up using one of the holes in the wall to his advantage.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, you're going to put a hole in the wall? I'm going to shoot you through it. So he stood up and shot the guy. I was like, man, that's amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
It seems like the house is fully fully destructible. Like,
well, they say that you can...
Because, I mean, that dude took out, like, a whole floor at one point.
Yeah, they say that on, like, second-level floors, they're breachable, and walls that are white are breachable.
Cool, okay.
So, like, that's the way you'll know if you...
That gives you a good, like...
Gauge.
Yeah.
So, like, any wall that has color on it, you can't really... But you can breach doors, obviously, walls that are white,
and floors. So, here's the question. What team would you want to be?
Dude, counter-terrorist all the way.
You really?
Rainbow Six, yes.
I don't know. I really like the bad guy.
I know. I think they're going to
be... When he come running through and was just like taking everybody out, I was like, oh my God!
And the fact that like both sides prepare or plan like for about a minute beforehand.
Yeah.
That way everybody can... It looks like a legitimate strategy shooter.
Yeah. You know what? I'll even say, you know, if they come out at the same time, I think it's going to give Battlefield a bit of a run for its money. Battlefield might be a little more upscale, like bigger stuff.
But it's not. Like, my thing is that, like, a lot of these multiplayer shooters are going bigger and better. Like, bigger's better. Like, put more people in the map. Yeah. But things like Destiny, it's only like 5-on-5. And Rainbow Six Siege.
6-on-6.
6-on-6. Rainbow Six Siege is 5-on-5. So it's just like, if you can do a smaller, like, more streamlined shooter.
Yeah, but Rainbow Six is more of a... It's more of a single squad-based game.
Yeah.
But whenever you have something like Battlefield... Battlefield is more of like an army, though.
Yeah, but it's everybody else doing their own... Like, there's no teamwork even with all the...
There should be.
I know. But...
When you and me played together, Kevin, and maybe like Landon, we had a pretty good team going. Mm-hmm.
But like... But that's the thing, is that most people who play Battlefield have the Call of Duty mindset where they just do their own thing.
Yeah, and then there are people that play Call of Duty.
And that makes it fun for me.
So. There are people that play Call of Duty that try to play it in a Battlefield sense. Yeah. So.
But I'm a fan of going smaller teams and more refined experience than going all...
Yeah, I would say focus more on the quality of the game, not the quantity.
Yeah, for sure. It just... But Rainbow... Oh.
It does look good.
That they did the helicopter drop to the roof and then rappelled down and then busted through the windows.
It does look good.
I was just like, yes, 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 yes.
Assassin's Creed looks good. Oh, sorry, I'm yawning. I'm exhausted.
Yes, we all are.
Assassin's Creed looks amazing.
Beautiful.
Dude, I was just like, just the graphics on it alone, I was just like, man.
And the way he was just like swinging down that building, yeah, smoothly.
I liked it that it looks like they made it a lot easier to get down from buildings. That's always been an Assassin's Creed problem.
Like you can't climb down.
Yeah, how do you get down from a building? Oh, you just jump into this hay pit. Well, where's the freaking hay at? Like, you gotta go find it.
Yeah.
But.
And also the setting looks really cool.
Yeah.
Like revolutionary.
I like that they made it a little bit more like dark.
Yeah.
You know, like, it actually seems like something bad is happening. Yeah. Instead of just, like...
There's riots in the streets.
Yeah, instead of, it's like, you know, it's a bright and shiny day, but these guys are bad, so go kill them.
Shit's going down. And I hope there's some Les Mis Easter eggs throughout that.
That would be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
You know what I will say, like, though? I was
songs
a little
on top. That'd be hilarious.
I was a little disappointed though by one of the trailers that they did where the guy was playing on stage.
Mm.
He was sneaking through a room 5 feet from a guy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how does he not see him?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I was like, are you kidding me? The dude's looking, like, she's staring at him. Like, right
and
at him.
And he walks in front of
and
a
window.
And
he just kind of like, bye.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Don't mind me.
Right.
Just a mouse.
Yeah. Like, it looks, but it, other than that, it looks really fun.
See,
and co-op.
And my thing is if that kind of stuff happens to me, because I want my game to be realistic, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk into the room, slaughter everybody, and then move on. Because I don't want to break my my believability.
Right, yeah.
So.
And plus, co-op looks awesome.
I didn't see any of the co-op stuff, though.
It looks, they were, like, going through, like, this, like, huge mansion, palace, something or other. And there's just four assassins working together. It looked awesome.
I will say, it's going to make a lot of the challenges a lot easier.
Mm.
That was one thing I always had a problem with, was like, how do I kill this guy without four other people seeing me? Oh, wait, if I had some friends, this would be a lot easier.
But it makes it more like it's an actual brotherhood of assassins.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of, like, you're always a lone wolf in the Assassin's Creed games.
Well, see, and that's another thing I always thought was kind of crazy, is that whenever they made Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and they brought in these other assassins.
No co-op.
Dude, make those people, let other people be that person, you know? Even if it's one of those things where you're like, you're, like, about to do a mission, they should set up that mission and say, like either you can do it alone, or you can, like, invite your friends, and when your friends come in, it's basically like starting another round of Halo.
Mm.
You know, like, you invite your friends, they come in, and they play with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that would be a really cool idea. But is it co-op free roam?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So they just jump into the lobby with you?
I would think so. I mean, it's a completely next-gen Call of Duty, so I would think it would be co-op free roam.
Call of Duty.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Next-gen. Next-gen Assassin's Creed. It's been a long
time. Dude, I'm tired, dude. Don't worry.
I got finals next week, too. And I'm just stressing. Anyways, so yeah, Assassin's Creed Unity looks dope. I'm trying to think. Evolve also looks dope.
Yeah, like, but there hasn't really been anything new on that, though.
Yeah, they released a new monster that flies.
Oh, wow.
It looks awesome. And he's like electrocutal
one new
person.
Monster.
Electrocutal. That's not even a word.
I'm not even going to be the monster. Ever.
But it looks fun.
I'll quit.
You'll quit.
I'm the monster. Dang it!
Let's see. What else? I'm trying to think. There's just a lot of good stuff this year. Of the week. So, our second one is, I wrote a little piece on it, who is going to die in Uncharted 4? I have several possible scenarios for each one.
Everybody but Drake.
Everybody but Drake.
Yeah.
It's like a tree, just like.
he's gonna grab like some staff and it's going to kill everybody.
Well, like. Kind of like what you said earlier when we were talking about this. I put that this monologue that we heard about the one last time thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure this is going to be at the beginning of the game. And then, so either Elena's already kidnapped, and maybe his possible child, because he looks older. He looks a lot older, so he might have a kid.
So what if they have a kid? And the kid ends up being the new Uncharted series.
Please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even mention that.
It's going to be great.
Ugh. But anyways, so, like, Drake asks Sully, you know, hey man, come help me get my chick out of captive whatever.
I need to get my baby mama from her pimp.
And so he's like, yeah, sure. And he comes along and then gets killed by these people. And then so Drake goes after them. And then apparently he's somewhere in the Caribbean, and maybe he finds the Fountain of Youth. Sir Francis Drake's original.
I don't know about that. You
I don't know.
Not have just spoiled that this whole game for me. I'll punch you in the throat. I think Sully's going to die early on and Drake's going to die at the end. That's my that's my prediction.
Bet. See, like, my thing was is that, like, if Sully does die at the beginning, then that means, like, Drake would have to be the one to sacrifice himself for his wife, I guess, Elena.
That's what I just said.
Right. But I'm saying with your theory. So, like, but another one of my theories is that Drake attempts to sacrifice himself for both of them, and then Sully decides he's going to take it.
Steps in?
Yeah. And then lets him and Elena.
Maybe what happens is these people come to steal something from Drake that he has. And
his book.
They kill Elena and take his only child. So him and Sully have to get back into the game.
That'd be brutal. Like, that'd be really gruesome for an Uncharted game.
Shit happens.
Or another one of my theories.
That should be like Uncharted. That's the quote that should be on every Uncharted game. Shit happens.
True. Because
it does.
And they kill lots of people.
Game.
And another one of my theories. This evil group of people kidnap Elena and force Drake and Sully to find some sort of ancient relic that relates to Sir Francis Drake.
Illuminati,
yes. Maybe. No, not really.
I think it's them.
But maybe he's...
I think they're funding the whole project.
Maybe he's challenging them, or this group is telling them, hey, you better go find this for us, or you won't get your wife back. And that's why he's asking Sully for help. And then maybe somehow it's a trap, and then...
Maybe they just took his dog.
Sully or Drake dies. I don't even know. It's going to be crazy, though. Like,
I feel like our both of our premises are completely based around somebody getting kidnapped and somebody dying. We could be completely wrong.
If I'd, like, I wrote down some pretty cool stuff.
I think this is but my my official theory. You guys can use this
official
in your college papers if you want.
Official theory.
I think that he's going to be told at the beginning of the game about something really crazy. He's going to go on this big quest, and all this crap's going to go down. He's going to kill all these people. And then he's going to arrive at the very end of the game, and it's actually going to be a surprise birthday party.
That's a terrible idea.
Official theory.
That's your official theory?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to one-up you. All right? Official theory. Drake is always finding these awful things. Like, he's going in search for some ancient myth, and it turns out to be something completely terrible.
Okay.
So, hear me out. He shows up in the Caribbean, very tropical place, very very moist and dense place.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Lots of fungus, alright?
Zombies?
So what if he somehow taps into this relic and it spawns the Cordyceps virus for humans and is the prequel to The Last of Us?
Maybe.
I know that's not going to happen at all, but that would be freaking awesome.
Or he's the one that creates the flood. I don't know, I'm just...
And then Drake changes his name to Joel, and then 20 years later,
or John,
after his wife and kid have died. Oh, spoiler alert! I guess I should say for Last of Us. Anyways, so he changes his name to Joel.
Well, then okay. So first of all, I've played The Last of Us, and I did not put that together until you said spoiler.
Oh,
people could have just assumed that you meant that Drake's
good stuff.
Because we've been talking about his wife and his child for the past 10 minutes.
You know?
So you just destroyed it yourself. You just messed it up.
Dang it. Anyways, which would make sense because Joel's daughter is blonde.
No, makes no sense. Because that couldn't be...
Elena's blonde.
There couldn't be any other person on the entire planet.
That'd be hilarious, though, if they
see, what you don't know is that his daughter was adopted.
Mm.
Poor Joel. He can't have babies.
So it's Nathan Drake's sperm baby.
No. I'm saying Joel can't have babies.
Right.
He's firing blanks.
So Joel's not Nathan Drake.
No.
So that girl, Sarah, is Nathan Drake's sperm baby.
What?
I don't know. I'm just pulling stuff
from I'm saying if Drake is Joel, right? Drake is Joel.
Yeah. I was going back on that.
There's no way he could have a kid.
Right.
Because he's firing blanks.
I know. But then I was like, maybe Nathan Drake's not Joel. And then that's actually Nathan Drake's kid.
Oh. You're right.
But we're just BSing.
Right, or maybe it's Nathan Drake's kid, and then Drake and his wife both die in the new Uncharted movie. And the girl
Uncharted is movie?
Whatever.
Okay.
It basically is a movie.
Yeah, true.
And then his daughter is adopted by Joel and his wife in the future, and then something really bad happens in that game.
That we already told.
Not
spoiled.
Spoiler.
I don't know. They could, whatever it is, I have a feeling. Tangent. Well, no, I can almost guarantee it's going to be amazing because it's the same guys who did the last, like the same two directors, the game directors who did The Last of Us, are coming back to do Uncharted 4. They also did Uncharted 2, which was amazing.
Okay, so get this.
Yep.
Would be a really cool idea.
Yep.
Game company sits down at a table with all of its people that makes games. Not everybody, but the main people.
Yep.
And they say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all the greatest games that have been made in the past, say, somewhere between 10 and 5 years.
Okay.
And we're basically going to make up some bullshit story on how it's all put together. And we're going to put all of these characters into one game.
Sounds like something Ubisoft would do.
And link them together. Like, they're going to link Master Chief, Destiny, all the squad from Battlefield, everything. Rezogun. All this stuff's linked together.
Rezogun.
Okay? And they're basically going to have a storyline. But the premise behind it is that every game looks different, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically like saying every artist is going to draw something different from the same story.
Right.
Okay, so it's all just a point of view. Mm-hmm. It's all in the same universe, it's all the exact same people, but it's just how individual artists draw it, and that's the concept of the game. The whole thing's in one universe, and they're going to link it all together. That would be so crazy! It'd be a crazy game.
Well, you know, Ubisoft
has, like, Super Smash Brothers storyline or something.
Ubisoft has the Ubiverse, all the, like, Assassin's Creed and...
Yeah, but is it a video
Far
game?
Far Cry. They're all connected.
I want a full-length video game of how they all are connected.
That'd be probably really boring, I think.
I would have a great time with that.
I don't know, sounds like a terrible idea.
You're a terrible idea!
Okay. Well... On that note, I think that's all the talking we can do today. I'm kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
So, we gave them about 40, 45 minutes.
Oh, just a mention.
Or maybe.
Whenever we are talking about right now, whenever we get another controller, starting to do some video footage of us playing co-op games on the couch. So...
It only makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to try to do PS4 mainly just because there's a lot of really good co-op, like, just fun games, like Rezogun and whatever that little...
Nidhogg.
Pixel something or other shooter, Pixel Shooter.
Pixel Junk.
It's kind of fun. I played it the other day. But just, you know, and we'll do other, like, big games, like maybe we'll do some Call of Duty on the Xbox or something. But
props.
We're going to try to do just, you know, some fun footage from some co-op games.
Yeah. This is where we start pushing the YouTube channel as well.
Yeah.
So the first thing we're putting up is the Destiny Alpha footage. And that's about a 6-minute video. And it's going to be fun to watch.
It's just so much fun. Every time we talk about it, my mind's blown.
You should definitely go check it out. We even go through, like, the whole character creation. Show you all the ins and outs of that. So.
Yep. And
it's tons of fun.
And once you watch the video, definitely try to get in on the beta because...
Well, yeah, the beta will be next month.
Yeah, it comes out in July. But... It's totally worth it. If you got a PS4 or an Xbox... Or it's not coming out for Xbox, is it? The beta?
No, beta's only on PS4,
PS4, yeah. So if you have a PS4, definitely try to jump in on that, because it's just amazing. It's so much fun.
It's awesome.
And you'll get your head start on your character, so that when the game comes out, you'll be ahead of all the noobs that get it from GameStop.
But yeah, it's really good. You should definitely be looking into that. And... Also, what was I going to say? Shoot. So we do this every Sunday. I'm just going to go ahead and start to wrap up.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So we do this every Sunday. We post an episode of the podcast. And our home base is couchcoop.net. No dash, just couchcoop.net.
I thought you were going to say the town. Like, don't tell them where we're at.
Oh. couchcoop.net. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/couchcoopdfw.
Coop.
And you can follow us on Twitter, @couchco_op. And we also have an Instagram and YouTube channel, which I don't know the URL yet because we haven't posted any videos, so it's not letting me look at that for some reason. But I'll post it on both Facebook and Twitter, the Facebook URL.
As soon as we get the chance.
Yeah. Which will probably be today because we're going to upload this Destiny footage. So, So be sure to check that out and like our page, share our articles, so that all your other gamer friends can read them as well and get in on some of the action.
Do we have our gamer tags anywhere?
No, I was thinking about adding them to our when we write a piece. That
because especially right now, since if we don't have as many viewers as we may like,
the viewers
that we do have. You know, I wouldn't mind getting, like, you know, playing some games with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to time. So.
Well, that would be a good thing to add to, like, to whoever writes a piece, have their gamer tag below it.
Yeah, just put your gamer tag on there and,
yeah.
Because I have every system except for the Wii. So, you know, if you play games, just write a comment and let me know what game you play. And if I have it, I might get on to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. It's been a fun one. A busy one. And,
Tiring one.
We've made it this far. And we're out.